USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just shy of the 20-year anniversary of the shootings at Columbine, more than four dozen school districts and schools in the Denver, Colorado area are closed today because of a threat posed by a woman who's reportedly infatuated with those mass shootings. More than 500,000 students are going to be staying home today. The woman is still on the loose. With over $700 million already pledged for the rebuilding effort, there is high hope that the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris can be rebuilt after a massive fire this week. Among those who watched it was the Father Gerald Murray of the Church of the Holy Family in New York.
Unbelievable watching that burn. I've been to Notre Dame Cathedral when I was a high school student studying French. And that memory, you know, immediately came back to me, that magnificent cathedral suddenly up in flames.
USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/21. See store for details. U.S. only.
The White House still not ruling out possibly sending illegal migrants to sanctuary cities. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Trump administration is seeking bids for contractors to open two new giant tents to detain up to 500 parents and children each at the Texas-Mexico border. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway says they might still send asylum seekers into sanctuary cities.
The president has been listening very carefully to the mayors of some of these sanctuary cities, saying for a long time that they have open arms, open door policy. They obviously are for open borders. Why doesn't it make sense?
Thunderstorms again threatening the central and southern U.S. after severe weather killed 9 people over the past several days. Forecasters say storm systems will develop later today over the plains, Midwest, and south, and then they'll head east later this week. The most dangerous weather expected from southeastern Oklahoma into west Arkansas. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democrats in Congress who want to see President Trump's tax returns may face a long court battle. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman, who's also a tax law specialist, tells CNN it's also important to make sure the IRS is doing its job well.
It's the only way to enforce the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution and to make sure that the president isn't getting benefits and gifts of millions of dollars from foreign governments. It's also the only way to check that the IRS is following its policy.
Senator Bernie Sanders has released the last 10 years of his tax returns, which show his income crossed the $1 million threshold in 2016 and 17, though he reported less earnings in its most recent return. His 2018 return reveals that he and his wife Jane earned more than $550,000, including $133,000 in income from his Senate salary and $391,000 in sales of his book. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A tragedy at a college in New York. A student who was just weeks from graduating from Fordham University, which is a Catholic school in New York City, has died after a 30-foot fall from the campus clock tower early on Sunday morning.
Supposedly, it's like a tradition apparently for seniors to like sneak into the tower and climb up, and they're trying to like get good views of the city.
It's believed the 22-year-old woman fell through an opening in one of the stairway landings. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.